Welcome to the Daylight Dose Podcast with Mylon and Reese, here with your dose of randomness.
We're back.
It's been a minute.
It's been a little bit.
Been a minute.
Nope, but we're back.
And we're here for all of you, your enjoyment.
And this is not an actual full episode.
Unfortunately not.
No. This is just kind of telling you what happened to us.
Yeah,
we posted two episodes.
And then we died.
Yeah, basically. We just... I've had lots of questions, lots of people wanting to know what happened, where's the podcast, when's the next episode. So that is what we are here to talk about.
We're here for it.
And kind of the, I guess, journey of where the podcast is going.
Yeah, and what we want to do with it, basically.
It is still going to be lots of randomness.
Yeah.
I just think that we posted two episodes and had a lot more people, which we mentioned this, had way more people than we thought be interested in it and listen to it, and I don't think we were ready for that. We just literally were like, oh, we're going to throw a podcast out there and have fun with it and enjoy it and do it for ourselves.
And yeah, and just talk about whatever, and then a lot of people came and wanted to actually enjoy it, which was...
What we wanted, but
we weren't expecting it.
Yeah. Also, my cat just jumped up here, so if you guys hear any weird cat noises or purring, that is
what
why.
It is.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, we posted two episodes and then nothing. Well, see, so we did a third one, and I actually didn't like it.
Yeah, we recorded it, and we just didn't really... We weren't in it, basically.
No. It sounded... We were trying too hard, is how I felt. Because we were... I guess there's that expectation of, like, we gotta start dropping episodes every week now.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't ready for that, and so it just felt forced. And, like, I listened back to it, and I told you, I was like, I don't like it. I'm not... We just spent 45 mm-hmm. minutes recording this, and I hate every minute of it, and I'm not putting it out there because I don't want to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think that, like, it's not, like, one way or the other's fault, but it's like when you do that and you feel like you put a lot of work into something like that, and then it just, like, man, that did not come out the way we were hoping it would, and then you just kind of, at least for me, it was like, kind of fell down a notch for me. Like, I enjoyed doing the podcast. I still do. I love the idea of it. But that, when we recorded that episode, and it just didn't sound the way we wanted it. I think in my mind, it was like, okay, you know.
Yeah, the happiness, randomness, all of that part of it was gone. It was just felt like we were forcing it 100%, which we were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I did not post another podcast. We didn't put another one up. But starting next week, just because our schedules and life did get hectic also.
Yes.
That was the other unexpected thing, was it got busy, but I got way busier than we thought it was going to. We will, starting next week, either Saturday or Sundays. I'm not sure. Again, with our schedules.
Yeah.
But we'll be either posting it on Saturday or Sunday for everybody. But we have a lot of content.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff has happened.
Tons of stuff. We've gone to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opinion for the Wonka movie.
Yes.
We got that coming up. Ariana Grande and Justin Timberlake both dropped albums.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to you about those opinions.
No spoilers here.
No, but boy, do I have some. We also have... I've been making you watch the Taylor Swift Eras Tour just specifically to get a man's opinion on it. So that'll be coming through your guys' speakers. If any of you have any Swifties or anything out there, you guys are going to love that. Forced him to watch it. What else do we have coming? Tons of stuff.
There's a lot.
We have a packed next couple months anyways as well.
Like watching me watching TV for the first time. Like,
oh, yeah. His first experience to, I don't know how to say it.
It's like a genuinely emotional TV show, I guess.
Two of them. We finished one. We got another one.
Yeah.
Coming. So opinions and thoughts on that. I think you've cried in TV shows. I don't think you've cried as hard or as much in this one. And especially at the ending.
Yeah, the ending got me pretty good.
It was a toughie, but yeah. It's good.
So that's something you have to look forward to.
Yep, all that. And then obviously just all the stuff that's normal happening in life.
Oh, yeah.
As the weeks go on. And like I said, our schedules are crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know all of you are wondering about my consistent rant about Monterey Jack. Don't worry, that hasn't gone anywhere. I still have that to rant about.
We just have other people buying it for us at this point, because whenever she goes into the store, we can't find it.
Pretty much at that point.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what it is, because I literally cannot find it. It is not even a joke. It, yeah. Like, I literally walk in and I stand there and I search and it's gone. And then other people are like, we found it. And I'm like, how? Like, it's not there for me. Mm-hmm. I've also had people reach out and ask about long-distance relationships. I've had people ask about depression. I've had people ask about my adoption. I've also had people ask if we're ever going to video us recording. And I have a straight-up hardcore answer that is not right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Do not have the time.
Or, like, if you saw this setup...
It's not even the setup. It's not that bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just, like, all the cords and everything going around. It's like,
Yeah.
We could definitely, at some point, it'll be better, but...
Sometimes, and this is not against anybody, there's a lot that goes into a podcast, into recording anything in general. Mm-hmm. We just don't have the time. We both pretty much work full-time during the week.
Yeah.
And then have our weekends crammed packed, and winter, that's kind of what happened. Like, we posted our last video or video our last podcast in February, right before the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Which, don't worry, we got those thoughts coming
to dig a little deep for those ones, but yeah. they're coming as well.
And then not only did, which you all know I like to say it, life started lifing, but I went into my depression of winter, just like every human does. And so that was also an aspect of, I think, partially why our podcast, our third episode, just kind of flopped. Because I was not there
right.
for it in my brain. And yeah, we just also was not expecting for people to want to hear episodes every week. So originally it was like, oh, we put one out and then another one. And then I think in my head it was like, oh, maybe once a month or mm-hmm. whatever.
Just whenever.
Especially being that we only did two episodes and we had the reception that we did. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. Jack mm-hmm. Black. That's whack, Mac.
No, she added to it.
Hey!
She added to it.
Hey, that was terrible. as I'm using the cat as my drum, my beat, my drum. But yeah, that's kind of what we've been up to. We did go to listen to some live music.
Yeah, we did. That was last night.
Yep.
It was super fun. And for the first time, like, generally when I listen to live music, it's usually, like, super formal. Everybody just kind of does their thing. And it's like, whatever, you don't get a chance to talk to anybody. But this dude, his name is Jared Place, and he was really good, for one thing.
Unfortunately, for a Saturday night, there was no crowd. I felt bad.
It was pretty sad for him, but he was really good, and he does it for a living, he said.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool to see and get to talk to him. So if you ever get... a chance to, I'll post this on social media as well, on our Instagram, but his name is Jared Place, and he's on all platforms that you can listen to music, so shout out to him. He was a really cool guy.
Yeah, and he does have an album, or an EP, and then he was saying that he has another one coming out.
Yeah.
I think he said it was 12. He has like 12 songs on that one.
I think so, yeah.
Coming. Could be wrong. But yeah. Some good live music last night.
Yeah, enjoyed it quite a lot.
So, if you guys like some singer-songwriter style music, that is kind of his style.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to his album this morning.
She was, yeah.
And I think out of those off his EP, the six songs that I, out of those six songs, I think Take the Fall is my favorite. Those ones, but well, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. He was honest about it. This was not his favorite. He's like,
this was not my favorite. And I was like, as I looked him up on Apple Music, I was like, is this you? And he's like, ooh,
yeah,
don't bring back those days.
But this new album he was talking about, he seems pretty proud of. So
he mostly did covers last night.
Yep.
And he was funny though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we requested a song, and he was like, oh, I can't get all the lyrics on my sheet or something like that. And it was just like, he was cracking jokes while in the middle of his songs. So
yeah,
but that was a good time.
It was. Also, for those just, you know, listening, and which is, I know that's why everyone wants to see videos also, but my cat is a nut. I'm not sure what he's doing right now, but he's a nut, so.
Yeah, he's just sitting there staring underneath the couch like there's something there.
And I'm really afraid. We have, as anyone who knows about recording and podcasting cords, I'm feeling like he's going to play with something right now, and I feel like he's about to unplug something. And now he's sunbathing. So
yeah, he's fine.
But yeah, so still, like, for the direction of our podcast and stuff, it's gonna be just kind of what it has been. There will be episodes and things that we throw out there that are a little bit more in depth, a little bit more as we hear feedback and things too. Not all the time, because that's not what this podcast is about. I mean, we'll talk about stuff, but it's more about the random stuff and the joys and things of life. Mm-hmm. That's the point about it. Like our week, we'll just get back kind of to how our week's been, and you know, you never know. We may have guests and things in the future. Again, scheduling is a thing, but you know, just like that, we had we did live music last night, and just kind of, you know, we got yard work happening, got a pool to put in, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, just tune in and we will keep you guys updated. That's all I have for today, but like I said, starting next week, there will be full episodes either coming out Saturday or Sunday, and I think that's it.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
So we appreciate everybody who is sticking around, who's still waiting and asking for more episodes. We appreciate those kinds of people the most.
Yeah. And just like anything, sometimes when you start stuff, you have no expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of what we had. We had zero expectation of what this was going to be.
Yeah.
And it was like it took off, and I'm like, okay, that's not what I had thought. It's not a bad thing. We love it. It's great. Yeah. I just wasn't prepared at the time because we were busy.
Yeah.
So going
just
from
kept getting busier too.
Yeah, and going from like putting out an episode every week to in my head thinking, oh, just maybe once a month,
right,
was a lot more daunting than it seems. So my cat is bathing himself in the sun. Just enjoying his life.
In the middle of everything going on right now.
yeah. If you guys want to know about our cat, I will give you a whole... I think I gave a backstory in one of the episodes, but, you know.
There's so much more to talk about.
Not a normal cat.
No.
At all.
In the slightest.
No. He's more of a dog than a cat, which is also weird, but I say that and he looks at me.
It's like, how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? He's like the size of a raccoon, though.
Yeah, he really is.
He's not even the size of a normal cat. Yeah. Anyways, again, thank you guys all for being here and listening, mm-hmm. and we will hopefully be back.
Yep.
You know, there might be a week or two that we have to skip because life gets hectic, but we will mm-hmm. try to record as much as we can and get episodes out as much as we can.
And I'll try to be a little bit more vocal on the Instagram on, like, if we yep. do miss a week when we post, when we're recording, stuff like that, just to keep everybody updated.
Yep, and then I know we've been posting everything because a lot of people follow us on our Snapchat and our
personal accounts.
We're gonna start moving everything also mm-hmm. kind of over to our Instagram account for the podcast specifically, so anything or updates like that is gonna go straight through there. I know people will text me and stuff yeah. and things like that, which mm-hmm. is fine too, but most of our communication is gonna come off of our actual Instagram
yeah,
and go over to our Instagram for yeah, the podcast
for sure. And so, which if you don't already follow it, the account's name is Daylight Dose Podcast.
Yeah,
super simple. So
probably in the next week or so, we're going to transition everything mm-hmm. that we post and talk about to that account and only that account. It's just too hard trying to post on 9 million different things. Yeah. So,
and us both having to post, and it's just...
So if you want to keep updated and kind of know what's happening, follow our Instagram mm-hmm. For the podcast, because I'm already bad with it as it is with Instagram itself, yeah. trying to do two of them, plus Snapchat, Facebook, all of that. Just too much. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's all I got.
All righty. Well, thank you all so much for listening. This has been the Daylight Dose Podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to ask it, and we will try to address it in a later podcast. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.